Summit County rancher Dennis Earle has been looking for resolution since he first filed a claim in 2004 after a prescribed U.S. Forest Service burn charred some 2,200 acres that he leased for grazing in Wasatch County. The wildfire that ultimately torched over 7,000 acres and took 250 firefighters a week to extinguish began in September 2003 as a controlled burn by the U.S. Forest Service. According to the suit filed in U.S. District Court earlier this month, the Forest Service conducted the prescribed burn on the west side of the Deer Creek Reservoir that targeted some 600 acres of Forest Service land. Due to what is described as a series of negligent mistakes, the fire spiraled out of control. The U.S. Forest Service's parent agency, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, took 9 years to finally deny Earle's initial 2004 claim. According to the recently filed suit, the Department of Agriculture claimed there was no negligence, despite the Forest Service's own report to the contrary. The Forest Service, in response to public concern about how the Cascade Springs prescribed burn was conducted, launched an investigation shortly after the fire. It identified a series of failures that included an inadequate burn plan, inadequate pre-burn weather monitoring and analysis, and individuals who weren't qualified to direct the prescribed burn. The report goes on to say that the most concerning aspect of the fire was a decision to burn an additional 400 acres outside of the initial 600-acre perimeter. That was a factor, the report claims, in the burn going out of control once winds kicked up in the area. Earle is looking for compensation for damages that occurred from the burn. The suit states that those damages include loss of income and profits from his cattle business, damage to his real property, loss of the use of the property, as well as the incidental costs and inconvenience of attempting to be compensated beginning a decade ago. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.